This morning, we have a guest joining us by phone. We're talking today with Sarah McDonald, who's the executive director of the Shelby County Historical Museum. They've got kind of an interesting project that they're working on. It's called the Community Stories Exhibition, and we want to share a little bit of information about that so that maybe you can share some stories with the museum. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for the time. I want to talk about the Community Stories Exhibition here, but first, a little bit about the Shelby County Historical Museum. Can you give us a little of the history there?
Sure. Yeah, the Historical Museum was founded in 1964. We started with two historic log cabins that were moved to Harlan in the early 1970s, and then the two exhibit buildings followed after that. So now we have the two historic log cabins and the two buildings, and we have programming and exhibits. Our biggest program each year is Log Cabin Day, which is Sunday, June 2nd this year. So we're always excited to welcome more people into the museum.
Sure. For those who aren't necessarily all that familiar with the museum and its services, is it a free service?
Yes, we do not have paid admission, so we want to have as many people as possible come in.
So you work on donations?
Yes, we operate on donations, grants, and we also have an endowment fund that we operate with.
All right, very good. So you're always working on the charity of others, the goodness of others' hearts.
Yes, we've been very blessed with the generosity of the community in helping us share history and provide resources for our community.
Excellent. Well, you and I talked a little bit about this before we started here on air today, but and it's typical for museums like this that document the history of a county. There's a lot focused on how it was founded and some of the early settlers and the early things, the log cabins, for example. But sometimes, you know, there are a lot of gaps that we want to fill. Is that what the Community Stories Exhibition is all about?
That's exactly what it's about. We have a lot of early histories, particularly about founders and businessmen, but we want to make sure we're documenting as many experiences as possible. So these stories can be about present or past citizens and anything you think is interesting about their life and that you want to, number one, share with the community and make sure is documented for future generations.
Sure.
So this exhibit is all about filling in those gaps. Every story is important, and we want to make sure that we get all of those down.
Oh, one thing we learn the more we talk with people over the years is that everyone has a story. It's just about getting them to open it up.
Exactly. Everyone has a story, and we're excited to share those if you're willing to let us.
You bet. Sarah, where'd this idea come from?
I was actually visiting a museum in Kansas City, and they had something similar, and I thought that would be a great way to engage with the community and allow people to share those stories. Like you said, everybody has a story, and I think a lot of times people are just looking for an outlet to share that with, and we want to be that outlet.
Yeah, sure. Well, this is the Shelby County Historical Museum, but we're a mobile society these days, so it's great to get stories from folks who live in Shelby County, but are you also looking for stories perhaps from folks who have moved away?
Of course, yeah. You do not currently have to be a Shelby County resident. Only have to have lived in Shelby County at some point. It doesn't have to be current. I think, not being from Shelby County myself, I think a lot of those stories are very interesting as well. What brought you to Shelby County, maybe what brought you away from Shelby County. Again, all of those stories are important, and we want to share those.
Sure. Now, Sarah, do these have to be just personal stories of your life, or can you share stories that have been family stories throughout the years?
You're more than welcome to share family stories as long as you have permission to share those.
Okay, very good. We want to dig deep as we can. Now, when you say share stories, how are we sharing that? Is it video? Is it the written word? How are we doing that?
They are going to be written stories. Each story is limited to 1,000 characters, and that's so everybody's story can fit in the same amount of space. If you head over to our Facebook page, the Community Stories Exhibition post is featured on our page. You can click there, read about the project, and it might answer any more questions you have, and there's also a link to submit your story there.
Okay, very good.
You're also Sorry, you're also welcome to submit one photograph with that if you'd like to.
Okay, great. So, yeah, some good family photographs you don't want to go to. You know, that's the darn thing. We see that all the time when we're cleaning out different places, whether it's the attic or the basement or a closet somewhere. We always seem to find some boxes of old family photos, and many times we don't really know what we'll do with them or sometimes even who they're of. But if they're marked and we kind of have a general idea, maybe share them with other people who might get a kick out of seeing someone like that.
Definitely. We always have a lot of fun looking at old photographs, so they're always great to look at.
You bet. Talk a little bit about the facilitation of this project, Sarah. Now, you're asking folks to submit stories and things, so what will happen after those are submitted?
After they're submitted, we will arrange them into an exhibit that will open on Sunday, June 2nd, which is Log Cabin Day. It will be open for the community to come and read those, whether you submitted one or not. It'd be a great opportunity to bring your family and talk about those stories that you submitted. After the exhibit closes at the end of the summer, those stories, those photographs will remain as part of our digital collection, documenting those stories.
Yeah, sounds like a book in the making.
That is an excellent idea and something we should definitely think about going forward.
Well, there are lots of different ways to do books these days, too. We can do the actual physical book we hold in our hands. There are electronic versions. There are all kinds of good ways to do that.
Definitely. It could even be turned into an online exhibit at some point, too.
Sure. Now, Sarah, when folks put these stories together, are you looking for something specific, or could it be stories of their lives as children? Could it be stories of time on the farm, or perhaps how they started their own local business, or maybe even their war stories or their service time?
I think all of those are great examples. When people have asked me what types of stories we're looking for, you know, I've said successes or maybe lessons you've learned or even your favorite memories of Shelby County. All of those stories you listed are great as well. Anything that you feel is important, that's what we want to document, what you feel is important. So if you want to share how you met your spouse in Shelby County, or how you were called to serve in the armed forces, anything that makes you proud to share with the community.
Some of the stories we really like to enjoy are stories of some of the old schools, some of them that don't exist anymore, maybe one-room schoolhouse-type stories and things. Those would be great stories to include.
They definitely would, and I know that there are quite a few individuals who attended those one-room schoolhouses, and those are experiences that kids today just don't often experience. So that would be great to document as well.
Well, and Shelby County, like many other counties, has a lot of uniqueness in different areas. You've got certain smaller communities that might have an ethnic heritage that they're proud of. They have their own unique history. So it's kind of neat to be able to piece those all together.
Yes, and we really try to include as much as Shelby County as we possibly can. So we're located in Harlan, but we try very hard to reach beyond that to the other communities to make sure that we fully represent the entire county.
Okay, very good. Well, we've got a lot of different ways that you can, a lot of different stories that you can share. What are the ways that they can actually participate then? If they have stories and they put that together, how would they go about submitting those?
They will submit them through the online form linked on the Facebook page. You can also call me and I can, or email us, call us, message us on Facebook, and I can help walk through that that process. They do have to be submitted through the online form because it tracks characters and your consent to share that information with us. But if anybody has any questions, I can be reached at the museum at 712-755-2437, and I can help walk everybody through that.
All right. Very good. Well, Sunday, June 2nd is Log Cabin Day. That's the opportunity you'll have to be able to visit some of these stories. But May 1st, it looks like, is the date for submissions that you'd like to have those in. That's a pretty quick turnaround.
Yes, I work quickly, so I wanted to give people as much time as possible to get those stories together. So May 1st, and then we'll whip them around and presenting to the community.
All right. So look for that spot on Facebook where you can submit. And again, if you have any questions, you can email, you can call. Just get a hold of folks. We want to make it as easy as possible to share some of the great stories of the history of Shelby County and give folks an opportunity, as many opportunities as possible, to be able to get those stories submitted for folks to share and enjoy. Very good. Sarah McDonald is the Executive Director of the Shelby County Historical Museum, and she's been with us here this morning sharing about the Community Stories exhibition that they're working on right now. Be a part of the local history. Sarah, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.